Tonight, we're going to share on Psalm 64. Let us turn to Psalm 64. There are 10 verses. I shall read Psalm 64 to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who wait their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Let us commit this time to the Lord in prayer. God's blessing. Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, once again we come before Thee with thanksgiving for this time that we can come together in pondering upon Thy Word, Psalm 64. Even as we come, we seek Thy cleansing, and Thy precious blood cleanses from all our sins and unrighteousness, that we can come with clean hands and pure hearts. And may Thy Word speak to our hearts as we look into it. For we pray and ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Psalm 64 is the Psalm of David. And I divided it into four sections. The first is David's prayer for protection from his enemy, verse 1 and 2. And from verse 3 to 6, is the attacks of the enemy. 7 to 8 is God's destruction of the enemy. And verses 9 and 10, answered prayer brings glory and praise to God. As this is a Psalm of David, so quite connected with the Psalm 63, which has been preached before, this Psalm 64. The thing we ought to learn from King David is every now and again he goes to God in prayer. As Christians, and especially afterwards we are all going into our prayer groups, which we are here tonight, and that is good. Let us be reminded and encouraged to come together to pray. For David, he had a pressing need. Most likely, his son Absalom had rebelled against him, and David was in hiding in the wilderness as Absalom tried to kill him. Although he knew that God would help and preserve him, yet David still called upon God to strengthen him from the fear of the enemy. He says, verse 1, hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. He speaks to God, and he directs his needs to the Almighty God alone. He knows that only God alone listens to his voice of help. He was not presumptuous of God's protection, but begged God to listen to his voice to protect him from the fear of the enemy. It is natural for us to fear when we face dangers. We tend to duck, we tend to run away from it. That is our natural instinct. I think you can identify with David. When he heard Absalom has got many followers and he says that he's going to be the king, David ran from his city in Jerusalem and hid himself in the wilderness. The enemy had one aim, and this to destroy him and to take over the throne. So for us, we have enemies too. Maybe we would like to, the enemy would like to destroy your reputation, your work, your business, your family, and your life. So let us learn from David to call upon God in prayer when in such situation. Let fear drive us to prayer. Verse 2, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. David's enemies are also his two. He called them the secret counsel of the wicked and the workers of iniquity. Absalom, his son, did not act alone. He had Ahithophel and others and conspiring with him to rebel against his father, King David. Now the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Paul himself was persecuted while he was at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. Now the greater David, our Lord Jesus Christ, who did nothing wrong, was persecuted for doing good and finally nailed to the cross. So whatever happened to David happened to the righteous as represented chosen and also a type of Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself said in John chapter 15 verse 20, John 15, verse 20, it says, "Remember the word I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." In verse 21, "But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." Today, Jews and Christians are persecuted throughout the world. Many died for their faith. Israel is surrounded. They would go all out to destroy it. The nations surrounding Israel argue and fight to divide the land of Israel, which God had promised to the Jews. So we come to the attacks of the enemy. Verse 3 to 6, the method that the enemy used is to tarnish the reputation of David, who with their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. Words can build or destroy. Spreading lies to put down a person is the work of iniquity. These days, with the growth of social media, a new term called cyberbullying has made the headlines. Victims committing suicide because of the bitter words written about them. Jesus said in John chapter 10, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." What about the saying that we are evolved from simple form of animals, made as a fact by Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, and is now being taught in schools and higher education systems? It's the greatest lie. It directly contradicts the Bible, which teaches that we are created by God. They undermine God's word, and so cause many to go astray. Verse 4, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect, suddenly do they shoot at him, and fear not. The enemy do things in secret, and they attack without warning, with boldness. The perfect is with whom God had justified, certainly our Lord Jesus Christ, and those whom he shed his precious blood. Verse 5, they encourage themselves in an evil matter, the commune of laying snares. Privily, they say, who shall see them? The encouragement is not to do good, but to do evil. They come together, they plan, and to set traps, thinking that no one knows, not even the omniscience of God, about their schemes. In verse 6, they search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep. And they devised evil schemes and perfected them, and all set to attack David. They attack like a pack of wolves, devouring his prey. The enemy of Christ today attack his word, the truth, with lies. Today we hear of gay rights and their fight to master recognition under the banner of equal opportunity. Gay is portrayed as an alternative lifestyle which contradicts the word of God. God, in fact, destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah because of this sin. Thirdly, God's destruction of the enemy. I like the word but. After all, God used the word but. God shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. God's judgment comes swiftly to the wicked. God has his own way of dealing with them. He can destroy them with his word, or call upon his angels, even among themselves. Verse 8, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. The lies that they propagate will be their downfall. In the book of Esther, Haman's threat to Mordecai and the Jews to eliminate them by building a guillotine, not knowing that it was used on him. This story made a turn when the king, hearing of Haman's evil scheme to exterminate the Jews, ordered his demise. Today, the nations that surround Israel are fighting among themselves. The lies they propagate are causing destruction to themselves. Many must be questioning their false belief. Some ordained to be saved shall be drawn to the God of Abraham and Jacob, to the blood of the everlasting covenant, our Lord Jesus Christ. God's judgment on the wicked is to glorify himself so that people will be drawn to him and put their trust in him. With the benefit of hindsight, we know in 2 Samuel that Absalom was killed by Joab. King David instructed his men not to kill his son Absalom, but Joab did it on his own accord. Fourthly, answered prayer brings glory and praise to God. Verse 9, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. In verse 10, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. When God moved to avenge and answer of his people, all men shall fear. They shall want to know this true and living God. What is God going to do in the future, as written in his word, has been a question in many people's hearts, Christians and non-Christians alike. The prophecies in the Bible that came true proves that it is the word of God and can be trusted. These cause the righteous to be glad, as God shall be our refuge. In Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There are many promises in the Bible that God shall protect and preserve his people from the enemy. We thank God he answered David's prayer in protecting him and in giving him back the throne so that he can continue to rule Israel. May God bless the word. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for this psalm, and from hindsight, we know that David was saved and he continued to rule. Help us, even under such circumstances, to put our faith and trust in the Almighty God, that he will, in his own time, in his own way, will preserve thy people. So Father, we thank thee for this. Help us in our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.